to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hey there, and welcome to another sud segment where we say...
A lack of planning is a way of progress.
Wow.
Well, I was thinking more of give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day, mm-hmm. But, you know, give a man a beer and you've got a friend for life. Yeah, no.
Mm. It depends on the beer.
You can.
If there was variety in it, you know, probably that would work.
Ooh, variety.
And then
what a
there's always
word.
That one thing that nobody wants.
Yeah. Mm. That's, well, and we'll get more into that later.
More time with Mike?
Ooh.
What, no buzzer? I'm shocked, Dave. There you go. That's nice. A rib shot right off the bat.
Okay. And one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana, joining me at the table today is El Jefe.
I'm filled
Mike.
With a variety of, you know, people in my head today. So, yes, I am here once again in spite of a long and illustrious line of people that have signed waivers in Canada to protest. Yes.
Banned once again.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good boy, Sparky. Nice to see you.
He bites.
It's great to be here, and I don't get to see my kids for a month, and I'm not wearing pants. Like, that's my new rule.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. No more pants.
So you and Brent are going for the same, you know, you and Made Man Brent, you're going to go just completely pantsless.
All the way.
All the way, man. Yep. That's right. Yep. Okay.
When's the last time Brent wore pants, though?
2003, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Good old boy Dave. Hi.
Hello. Glad to be here.
No sound clips?
No, I don't care that much.
Oh, well, okay.
I would have to push a button.
I almost called Sparky spooky, but, you know, other than that, I am fully prepared for this episode.
Well, he could be later for you, but.
That's true. Sure.
Wow. Hold my hand, spooky.
All right. You old smooth talker, you.
Oh, boy. And they'll be in that corner for the rest of the duration. Okay.
Kind of gross.
It is summertime.
Summertime.
And
the living is easy.
And that means long sunny days, backyard parties, hanging out at the lake or the pool.
Is that your girlfriend or she's ugly?
Or staying inside with the air conditioning, trying to avoid sunburn and mosquito bites. Whatever your flavor is. But for most people, it's those first things that I mentioned. So when you're going to the backyard barbecue, pool party, or just hanging out, you're going to need beer.
No.
Did she get hit by a 2x4 or kicked in the head by a horse?
Wow. She's got summer teeth. Some are there, some are missing. All right. Now, you could just grab a couple of six packs of your favorite beer, and the people you're going to be with could either like it or lump it, you know? But if you actually want to be a good guest or host, you could offer up some choices.
Have an exit strategy.
You could buy countless 4 or 6 packs of different beers and spend $500, like I do for these.
No.
Or a third option, and one we've discussed in previous episodes, is the mixed variety pack that we all have grown to love.
Mm-hmm.
They can let you take a few beers that give everyone some options and might leave you with enough money to buy some food, too. Mm. Or drugs.
Hmm. Okay. Well, today we have 3 variety packs from 3 different breweries. Huh? See how that works? Mm. We're going to try beers and we're going to discuss them, but we really want to focus on the pack as a whole. So, do they provide a good variety of flavors? Would they be good to take to a party or just to hang out with friends? Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us a lineup of these packs?
Okay, lots of reading here.
Lots of words.
The variety packs we'll be tasting and discussing today are from the K. Spetzel Brewery and Distillery in Shiner, Texas. Got a Shiner in Texas once. The Shiner Sunday Funday Variety 12-pack.
Sunday Funday!
Be there! We have Prickly Pear Fruit Beer, the Light Blonde Ale, and the Odale Mexican Odale. Lager. I had to Google that, by the way. From Wiseacre Brewing Company in Memphis, Tennessee, the Lager Life Variety 12-pack. Tiny Bomb American Pilsner, Memphis Sands Helles Lager.
Helles, yes.
They got Sands in Memphis. Probably where all the body parts are hidden. And then Arusu Rice Lager, which in Japanese means pretending to be out when someone calls.
I ain't no here.
So that's like gaslighting, I guess. And then the Sky Dog Premium American Lager. Now, from Southern Tier Brewing Company in Lakewood, New York, the Overpacked IPA Variety 15-pack. See, so they don't do 12. They go just a little bit extra. Mm-hmm. We got the IPA. We got the 2X IPA. We got the New Haze Hazy Smooth IPA. We got the Juice Jolt Extra Juicy IPA. We got the Hop Atomic Rush Tropical IPA. And after drinking all of these, if there's time, we might have a bonus.
I'm really disappointed. Y'all got an IPA variety pack, but you didn't pick up a Rausch beer variety pack. I mean, you guys really missed the
We were so tempted.
Mm. Yeah. So let's do one quick summary. So we got three variety packs. One is from Shiner. Uh-huh. The second is from Wiseacre. Yeah. And the third one is from
Southern Tier.
Mm-hmm. So we've got Deep South.
There we go.
Mid South and North South.
And each variety pack has very different beer. In them, they're not all alike. So that's the way it needs to go.
Yeah, and I think part of this is going to be, would you take it to a party? Mm-hmm. What kind of party would you take it to? And how hard would you party when you got there?
Ooh, hmm. Is that a challenge?
Yeah. Mm,
could be. Okay, well, thank you, good old boy Dave.
I also want Sparky to let us know at each beer, would he, could he shotgun it?
Oh. Ooh.
Hmm. I can.
Have you accepted that challenge?
Oh, I'm ready.
I think the answer is going to be yes to all of them.
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah. After the black cherry, I don't think we need to encourage him to do anything.
All right.
Made boy, plenty of room.
Good old boy Sparky, please give us the suds ratings for today.
I'm being told to do these in, wait a second, I'm just checking my notes here, in the voices of every Jewish grandmother I've ever known.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You know. All right.
Well, we'll be discussing these and rating these beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. Juan, that sucks. What is that on your face? Is that a blemish? You're not taking care of your skin? 2. Was that a belch? You know, my dermatologist tells me if I have even one bit of mango, my hair will fall straight out.
That's true.
3. What a relief. Oh, you can't have a buffet at your wedding. That's so goyish. You gotta have a seated dinner. 4. A body really should not make that sound, and you're treating your body like an amusement park.
Like you need a ticket for that, you know?
5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another. And you never call enough. I don't even know you're alive half the time.
Yeah, your brother calls.
Oh, it's always. Your brother calls all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't. Oh, yeah.
I think that's every grandmother and not just...
Are you sure? Okay, fine. Okay, so I thought maybe we would start with the smallest and work our way up. So we're going to go with the Spetzel Brewery in Shiner.
The smallest variety pack.
Yes, the smallest variety pack, which is 4.
Well, it's still 12 beers, yeah.
Right. So there are 3... styles, I guess, and then 4 of each. Okay.
Ah, okay.
Okay. So we're going to start with the light blonde to get things rolling. Okay. And this is a 99-calorie blonde beer.
Man, so crackery.
4.2% ABV.
So I think our plan was not to rate the beer, but we're rating the pack.
Yeah, we're just going to discuss
each of
the beers.
I'm just giving a brief discussion about each one before we taste it and go, meh, let's move on.
So the blonde is very blonde, very light. You know, there's not a whole lot going on for that.
It's kind of a crackery finish, biscuity at the end.
Yeah.
Nothing innocuous, right? It's what you're looking for.
It just kind of goes away.
It does.
Yeah.
I wish other people I knew would go away, but still here.
Stamps. What? No, it's third.
Okay.
That's second.
And then the second one is the Orale. It's O-R-A-L-E as opposed to O-D.
Orale. But you say Orale.
Okay. So a Mexican-style cerveza. Brewed with agave, 4.5% ABV.
Is this a lager or?
It's a lager. It's a Mexican lager.
It's so it's like it's, the last one, but sweeter.
It's definitely all of these are incredibly light, you know, for sure.
I mean, you could straight up take this to a pool party. Like,
oh, totally.
What I've had so far, any pool party or go to the lake or whatever.
It'd be good for a cookout, too, if you're just having some burgers and dogs or something like that.
Plus, if, if you're not sure if this is a beer crowd that you're going into.
Sure.
You know, at least for the Odelay or Orelay or Oral Job or whatever it is, I feel like throwing...
Sparky likes the Orelay.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like this one you might need a little bit. I'd be
prickly
okay.
Prickly pear lube.
Yeah.
squirt a little lime in
that'll
there.
That'll get you done soon. But I feel like lime or salt would be good with this.
I was just going to say, make this a little chilada action.
Okay. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are investigating the summer party packs. And what we would take if we were invited to a party last minute.
Yeah, so I mentioned, you know, when you're trying to, you know, take a variety of beers, a lot of you're trying to match up with the audience, you know, that you're going to, you know, that event. And, you know, variety packs can be hit exactly what you're looking for. It can be a nightmare. You know, I mean, I've definitely done things very well and very poorly in picking a variety pack because you'll do that, and then they'll put, like, you know, two IPAs and two Imperial Stouts in there, and then, you know, nobody touches the Imperial Stouts, or, you know, vice versa.
I would love to see a variety pack with two IPAs and two Imperial Stouts.
That's what I was just saying. Like, these are all summer variety packs. I think it'd be freaking hilarious if you put one, like, you know, 15% Imperial Stout, like, guaranteed.
I think probably maybe in some of the early days of craft breweries, you know, when people were, you know, sticking with the... You know, the pub, you know, variety. It was,
or just
like
jamming whatever
there was
they
a
had
red
available.
Ale, there was a Pilsner, was a wheat beer, there was a stout, you know, and they took those four beers.
We call this the untouchable variety pack because no one would buy this stuff.
But I almost think it's like the toy in the cereal box, right? If you had like this particular variety pack of all these light summery beers, and then hidden in the corner, there's this one wasted.
Like a huge barley wine that the whole party has to share, like 1 ounce pours of
it. Well, and I think in this first flight, the thing that's kind of sticking out to me is definitely the prickly pear, you know, fruit ale, because I think most people, when they tend to think of, you know, when you have a fruit ale, it's going to be like super fruity, you know, and it's going to taste like, you know, a piece of, you know, red, you know, multi-striped gum or something like that, you know.
That's so I had a brewery that I was working with locally here, and they accidentally bought so much prickly pear. Like they went crazy. They made an order and they ended up getting 10 times what they thought they were going to get.
They didn't put the decimal point
in. They did not. And so there became this like never ending nightmare. They're like, hey, we just rolled out a new beer. And I'm like, let me guess. Does it involve prickly pear?
Prickly pear stout.
which, you know, like most people don't know prickly pear tastes like. Yes, it's fruit dried gum, right? Yeah. It's like, yeah, like where are you going to go with that? Oh, it's winter. You're using prickly pear? What a surprise. Yeah.
I don't think this one's overdone. And, no. You know, I think that's what I like about this particular variety pack is I think this is definitely, you know, stepping into the people that, you know, are not really looking for a what I call a high flavor profile beer.
Yeah. Sure. So just to recap, we are talking about the Shiner Sunday Funday variety pack. So we had the light
work on other days of the week too.
Yeah, sure. So we had the light blonde ale, we had the Orale Mexican lager, and then the prickly pear fruit beer.
Man, that Orale beer was really felt really good in my mouth.
You know, I knew it was going to happen.
I think they should call this the we didn't use a lot of grain in this variety pack because these are all super light.
But
beers.
Do you have to?
No, I'm not. It's not an
I'm
going
to call this variety pack. I don't want to take a Pilsner. That's what I would call this variety pack because it's actually the absence of a hot variety that is in this. And, you know, I have family members that they just don't like hops, you know, and I'm all the time, you know, looking for a Hefeweizen or some wheat beer that
all
you know,
my stupid friends drink Bud Light variety pack.
Correct. So. What? That would work too.
We're going to ease them into craft. What was it? Dogfish had a few years back that had that summer variety pack that was a cooler. Like you.
Yeah.
Was that it? You like just yeah, poured ice. That was so cool.
That one was a good one.
Like it's a portable cooler.
Well,
yeah.
I like this one. I think it's a good solid choice. I think you could take this
to any kind of party.
I agree with Dave. I think this would work in a lot of different places. For sure.
I'm still traumatized by prickly pear, so I'm bumping my rating down one note.
Okay. Well, we are...
Mike rates something high, you have to go with that.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm honored by that.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Well, I think we're going to go with a 4.
Yeah.
Is it 4?
Yeah. Sure. This is nice. Okay.
He's never going to say 4 again the rest of the day.
No. So
that's
no.
the one
we're,
you got.
We're kind of hosed on that.
That's what you pay.
I'm even going to give this the ultimate compliment. I'm actually going to kill all these samples, so...
Whoa.
Nice. Wow.
Well, and the nice thing is you can pair anything with these, right?
Yeah, you could have some burgers.
Good friends, bad friends, ugly friends.
Yeah. So would you give these to your good-looking cousins or?
Well, that's always the good, way that I would describe to decide if I like things is, you know, who would I give this to? So
how attractive of one of your cousins?
I would say this is good with people that own boats and in questionable mechanical operating capability. That would be how I would describe the Shiner variety. You know, it's like, well, I got a boat. It runs some of the time. Not right now. Because, you see... Well, I hauled up a big old blue catfish last week, and, well, he started to chomp on the prop, and, you know, well, Junior, he didn't know how to get it off her, so.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. How that happens.
Okay. Well, now we're going to move on to the Wiseacre, and theirs is the Lager Life.
Now, Wiseacre is out of Memphis.
Memphis, yes. Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. The greatest aquifer on the face of the planet.
Come for the barbecue, stay for the stag.
I think the beer that they never made there, I'm lost. Where's Bill Street? That's what it should have been named, you know?
Wow. Okay, so...
It's not a happy memory for most people.
Yeah, I agree.
In this group, we have the Sky Dog Premium... Lager. This is a 99 calorie lager. And the ABV, sorry, is...
There was a 99 on there. Was that calories or...
99 calories,
is
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't buy that as a premium lager.
I will tell you that I love this pack. Before we even get into it, I seek this pack out when I'm going to parties for two reasons.
Okay.
One, it's Tennessee local.
Yeah.
Two, it's a great pack of lagers and yeah. craft lagers.
Yeah.
And so it is always something just very approachable. I can, you know, bring to a party. I know I'm bringing something good, and it's kind of, you know, it's something that's approachable for most people, especially Mike, like you were saying, you have people that are afraid of hops, you know, like
yep. this is definitely for a lot of that beyond Budweiser crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Is how I would describe this. The thing that I like about this particular choice is having Tiny Bomb in any variety pack. I am totally in. So I consider the Tiny Bomb American Lager from Wiseacre is like one of the top five, you know, standard pilsners for American craft beer.
Yeah.
Those of us that, you know, do beer judging, it's right there in the BJCP guide. It actually is, you
this,
know, one
maybe,
of the examples.
Maybe sure. like Mama's Little Yellow Pills.
Yeah. It is a reference pilsner for sure. So I think that when I look at the things that are in this variety pack, there is the Tiny Bomb and then everything else. But the Helles, I think, is working really well.
Yeah, I really like this.
I like the whole flight. This totally worked for me.
So, and interesting, the Sky Dog Lager is 4% ABV. The Tiny Bomb is 4.5. The Rice Lager is 4. And the Memphis Sands is...
Real sound effect.
But byproduct
is 5.1.
And again, these are all just crushable. I could shotgun right. all four of these at once.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Sure. And I like the little sense of variety between the Rice Lager for those that maybe want something that's a little, dare I say, trendier, mm-hmm. you know, because I've seen some Rice Lagers come around this summer. It seems like it is the summer of Rice Lagers. But overall, like, this goes with anything and yeah. everything, right?
So this is hot dogs, hamburgers, yeah. barbecue, you know.
I was showing up to a poker night the other day, and I was going to grab this pack, and I was so mad because it was on a Saturday night, and, you know, they've only got so much cooler space
yeah.
in the grocery store, and there was a big hole where this pack was supposed to be, and I had to, like, you know, compromise and go with something else, but I really seek this pack out when I'm going to other people's places.
I think you get everybody except the I don't like beer crowd, because you get the Bud Light, the Mick Ultra, you know, and even craft beer people will drink these at a party because there are some very interesting flavors here, you know?
Yeah,
but they don't overwhelm you.
Sure. I mean, you are going to sense a hot presence in these, but
very
it's not
low,
overwhelming.
For sure.
It's more a matter of, once you've had a beer that has zero hops, you'll go, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Hops is an essential component of making really great beers. But, you know, if you keep them in check, you know,
yeah, balance it out.
They're going to balance out, you know, with everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
Which is what has happened here with a lot of these lagers.
You know, and I'll tell you another thing, too, is like I hate when I go out to a restaurant or something like that. Like last night, I went out and I had some of the best wings I've had in Nashville. That's a bold statement, but
wow.
They were just incredible. And I was looking at the wall, and as I was eating these wings, there were two different styles. They had just classic buffalo, and then they had this kind of sweeter, spicy sauce. But I wanted Tiny Bomb so badly.
To go with it, sure.
And I was looking at the wall, and then like my other fallback was also they were out of that, but they didn't even have a handle for Tiny Bomb. And I hate to say it, I mean, it kind of crushes anything that we've got here yeah. in market locally that's made, but I mean, it's still a Tennessee beer.
Yeah, we're fortunate to have a lot of great choices in a lot of our local markets with this style of beer, but I have to say, Wiseacre is completely dialed in.
They figured it out.
And this really works. The rice lager is one that's kind of catching. I haven't had it before, so that one's kind of catching a bit of my attention. And
but in a good way, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All four of these are completely crushable. Are what do you think about them, Juliana?
I love lager. I mean, this is like the season of lagers, right? And we all just want something that's easygoing. I just like the subtle differences of it. But honestly, the amount of flavor for a 4% beer that we're getting here, like having these four randomly, I couldn't tell the difference between the four and the 5-1 because they're all just so flavorful. And they have these little subtle nuances. But again, I could devour any one of them.
Hmm. Well, it's like, you know, the Sky Dog was like 99 calories. And that's what a lot of those seltzers that people drink or is about 199 calories.
And I would rather drink this over a 99.
The amount of flavor they're still able to push into those beers with low calories is crazy. Like, why would you drink anything else?
I know, right?
I'm really digging all the way. I'm digging this Helles Lager too. Like, I love a great Helles Lager, and I mean, obviously Wiseacre can do no wrong with lagers, period, but
apparently not.
No, they can't. And that rice lager is really intriguing to me.
It's not over drying, which I tend to think of most rice lagers are rather drying on the back end and tend to stick out. That Sapporo, style is generally what I think of when people are doing a rice lager. And this is not that. This is way creamier and, fits in really well with the rest of the variety. For sure.
Well, it does. And, if you're somebody that's really basic, you're watching your figure, God forbid if you are.
If you're a basic
and you're
bitch.
You're going
you're a basic
to,
bro or hoe.
Well, right. Then you've
you
got
grab,
nice.
Some Sprinter, from the Cardassians. Yeah.
But I mean, you've got nice options, right? Because you have two beers in this group that are 4%
Sparky's
ABV.
Sparky's favorite is Black Cherry.
Yeah.
You shan't speak of that ever again.
But. The tried and true is the Tiny Bomb because all of us have had it multiple times and that's a go-to. But then you get into the rice lager and you're like, oh, this is a little fancy, but it's still very approachable to anybody.
Well, let's rate this up because I have something bigger to talk about.
Okay. We are going to rate from Wiseacre the Lager Life Variety Pack a 5.
And yes, I did hold up 5 fingers.
Yes, and 4 of them were his.
That really did not suck.
Oh, boy. Okay, so what would you like to talk about?
Tell us a story, Uncle Mike.
So, it's always this very interesting things that kind of pop up on one of my... it's just kind of like a news feed that I have on my phone. And this one really, I thought, was hilarious. So... this is from the Matador Network, and it is from a hilarious map that's actually produced by a group called Size Graph. It's the world's record largest thing in each state is known for. This is in the United States, so for those of you in Canada, we'll make fun of you later. So if you're looking for another boastful topic for an interstate rivalry debate, for those of you that are trapped in a car for 8 hours, which is what I'm about to do next week, check out this hilarious map from SizeGraph. The site pulled information from the Guinness World Records to share the awards given for the biggest things in each state. Any good guesses?
No.
Biggest ball of twine. Yeah, I know. You were thinking that.
These
range from things you could be proud of, like trees, lakes, animals, statues to world records, such as Florida's claim to fame, which is the largest ball of what? Come on. I know you can get this one.
Biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
It's largest ball of human hair.
Ooh.
Is it any kind of human hair? Or is it from
where's the
spot?
Hair coming from? I know. That's what I was thinking.
Wow.
I bet it's public hair.
So each state... each state, except for Delaware. And the thing that I love about...
Wait, except for Delaware?
Yeah, so I circled this within all of our cast members, and Kendall was the first one to chime in and going, well, is Delaware a real state? I mean, is it big enough to be able to do the biggest of anything? So I thought that was hilarious. So it's...